Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host my show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Now, our guest today is a psychic who is in the book, The Top 100 Psychics of America. And she also has read for Jerry Garcia. Is that true, Betty?
Oh, yes. I read Jerry way back in the fall of 1969, The Fall of Love, in Greenwich Village, New York City, at a great concert that was sponsored, believe it or not, by the Hell's Angels back then. And it was a fantastic concert, and I went in. And it's a long story, but what happened was they said that they were sold out in tickets, and I said, well, I just said this. I'm not really a witch, but I said, I'm a witch. You got to let me in. So they let me in. They said, well, you got to go backstage and hang out with everybody. I said, fine. So I go backstage. That was great for me. I was only 17 at the time. And they said, oh, here, Jerry, this is the good witch of the East Village, and she's going to give you a reading. And he goes, oh, far out. And I started reading him and telling him that, you know, I said, Jerry, your band's going to be doing fantastic until you're an old man. He goes, huh? And he said, yes.
Good. That's my alarm. I always said it, which reminds me when to start the show. So go on.
Oh, okay. So anyway, what happened was I gave him the reading. He said, I love this girl. He said, come with me. I go, where are we going? He goes, don't worry. And I, all of a sudden, I hear them yell out, and here they are, the Grateful Dead. And I go out on stage, and he goes, dance, girl, dance. And I danced the whole concert. So I guess I was a real flower child back in those days.
Really?
I had a good time. And, okay. Of course, he was pretty popular till he was an old man, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I used to love the Grateful Dead way back when.
Now, let's see if I can understand this correctly. When you do a reading,
mm-hmm.
or when you get a vision or something,
right?
How does it manifest itself? Because some psychics, they say different things. I had a psychic on who said that she saw a red rose.
A red rose?
I saw another psychic, they say that it comes to them like a picture. What would it be with you?
Well, I've been psychic, a natural psychic, since I'm a little girl. I've been doing readings since I'm 10 years old. Of course, not for money back then, but it was natural. And I was born under certain astrological signs and everything else that would make me a really great psychic. I mean, a good psychic. But I would see pictures inside of my head, kind of. That's why my business is called Inner Visions. It would be inside. Mm-hmm. I can also tell by the voice, a lot of things. By your voice shows your whole inner being. And I also read photographs of people alive or past. And the good thing is that I'm able to do it immediately, like to tune in. You know, and I could tune in, but then thank goodness I can tune out too, because, you know, I don't want to hear it all day long.
So if someone were to call in, and you would hear their voice, you'd be able to say something?
Yeah, well, if they, normally if I do a reading over the phone, I could do anywhere between 15 minutes to 45 minutes and talk all about them, their past, present, and future, or the issue, you know, the questions they want to talk about. Now, today I think you said something about they're going to maybe be able to ask me a question, and I'll have no problem zooming in.
Yeah, one specific question, right?
One specific question. This way we can give everybody, or a lot of people, an opportunity to get
right,
this.
Right, okay. Because we have a caller waiting who called, actually virtually right before the show.
Okay.
So I'm going to let this caller in, and I'm going to let him ask his question, okay?
Okay.
Right. You're on the air.
Hello, Betty.
Hi.
Hi, Betty.
Yes, what's your name?
Hi, it's so nice of you. This is Emma.
Okay, Emma. And what's your question for me?
That's the problem. It's about a father and a daughter that are both there, and I'm wondering if you can tell me about either, both of them, possibly.
You want me to tell you about a father and a daughter?
A father and a daughter that are both ill. They have two different, very different illnesses.
Okay. The father's name, what's his first name?
The father's name, his nickname is Slim, S-L-I-M.
Okay. And does he have any kind of a cancer of the liver or bladder, any problems like that?
No, I hope not.
Because I see from the waist down. Has he been saying anything about pain or discomfort in that area?
waist down, pain is in his knee, but that's not his illness. His illness is, go ahead.
Well, let's put it this way. I see the bottom half of the body, and I see that things are not, everything's not running right, and that he's in a lot of discomfort, and they need to do a lot of tests on him. He should be in the hospital for observations, and I think the situation could be corrected, but it's going to take medication and possibly some surgery, okay? And I think that everything will come, he'll get well. It's going to take a good couple of months to get well, to be honest with you.
Okay.
The sooner the better that he gets all the help he can get, whether or not it be holistic or medical, regular medicine.
His actual illness is schizophrenia. That's what he's suffering right now.
Well, he's thinking that he's thinking with this illness is there is some problem in the body itself, okay?
Yeah.
And I think because of the schizophrenia, it seems more accentuated to him, okay? Like does he complain about pain and discomfort?
In his knees, very much in his knees.
All I know is that he's in this kind of really bad pain and that he needs to get help. My first feeling is that he should be hospitalized, okay? And like I said, the other feeling I got was that he needed specific medication. But to be honest with you, I think he does need the knee surgery because I do see surgery, okay?
Okay, all right.
But there's something really wrong with that knee. But his mind... It's a sad situation, but if he gets on the right medication right now, he's not on the right medication for the schizophrenia, okay?
No.
He really isn't. So what about the little girl now? How old is she?
She's in her late 40s, and her cancer has just returned.
Maybe that's where I get the thing about the cancer, huh?
Probably do, dear. You probably
picking up
just
like
had a mastectomy, and her... And she had chemotherapy, radiation. They thought everything was great. And
where was that located, the cancer?
The cancer was her right breast. She had to meet within this past year. And now, just last week, her cancer's returned. They have to find out where it is. They're doing a biopsy.
What I want you to do is get this stuff called Essiax. It's an herbal combination, Essiax. You get it in the health food store. She has to take 2 ounces a day, and that's to fight the breast cancer along with the treatment she's getting. Okay, this woman who had breast cancer developed this particular remedy, and it's very well known, Essiax. I feel that with prayer and everything... a lot of people praying for her, like a prayer chain. She's going to get better. And it's going to go into remission within 3 months. Okay?
Thank you so much.
God bless you, dear. Take care.
Thank you, darling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
Now, also I just want to say, I think I should probably tell everyone, because, you know, in case they want to, like, hire you for a reading.
Yeah.
Is it okay to give your number?
Yes.
Okay, because, I mean, this is interesting, because a lot of people may think, well, you know, I want to spend more time talking to this lady, so, you know, if they want to hire Betty for a reading, you can go to her website, which is the Zodiac, what is it again?
It's three words, thezodiaczone.com, and
zodiaczone.com.
My phone number is 603-436-2412. My office is located in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And also they can email me at BettyLipton@AOL.com.
Right. This is important because I want everyone to know that I want everyone to help access this lady's services if they need to.
Right. And I try to be very positive, by the way. I really do. I mean, there's enough negative things going on in life without me saying more negative. But I will tell somebody, particularly with health and stuff, if there's something that they've got to take care of or if they're with the wrong person. I won't scare people, but I will help you in any way I can.
There's a question. I don't know. I'm a little worried about asking this, but who could ask it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I read in your in the section of the book, Top 100 Psychics in America, you know, you mentioned something about it was your ex-husband or your husband that died.
My brother was killed in Vietnam.
Your brother.
He saved my life. His spirit saved me. Yes.
Yeah.
He told me if any man ever hurt me, he'd come back, and he felt that he wasn't going to make it in Vietnam, like he would pass away there. And he did in 1967, May 1st, Joseph Lipton. And he's on, you know, there's a thing about him on the internet. But he, this man was, attacked me and was trying to rape me and strangle me. And I thought of my brother. This was about 2 years after he had passed. I was down the village, the East Village in New York City. And, I screamed, and the guy told me, the, would-be rapist said, if you scream again, I'll kill you. But I screamed again, and this time I thought of my brother's name, Joey. Joey! And all of a sudden the door opened up, and this man came out of nowhere and just smashed this guy in the face. And, the guy ran away, and afterwards I said to him, I said, oh my God, you saved me. That's so, you're so wonderful. And he goes, get away from me, lady. And he started stumbling and everything, this guy, and he couldn't even stand up practically. He goes, you really spooked me, man. I says, well, why? You saved me. He goes, no, no. I heard you scream the first time. What do I care about you? He said, but the second time, I felt my whole body being lifted off the ground and pulled across the street. So you keep away from me, lady. So and it was my brother. He took over this guy's body because the guy was a drug addict. And, you know, my brother took over his body and saved me. So that was great.
Quite a story. That's quite a story.
Oh, well, it's really beautiful because it just goes to show when people make vows, you know, because of deep love, you know, it lasts forever, you know.
Well, you know, it's like, for instance, we had a, I mean, I'm not going to go into too much detail because I did this in the other interview. But I had a lady channel my grandparents, and she, you know, it's sort of like I still dream about them.
Oh, really? Your like grandparents?
Yeah.
Because that's the one place, by the way, in the dream state, that's when people can, spirits can really come to visit. Because it's just, you know, you're all at ease and you're in that kind of zone and they can come into that zone. And usually right after someone passes, they will come and you'll ask anybody, say, did you dream about your loved one who passed away? What did they tell you? And they'll always say, oh, everything's fine, or it's really beautiful here, don't worry, or they'll look really beautiful. In fact, most of the time, they'll look younger, and they'll look at when they look their best in their life, and that's what happens when you're in heaven. You'll look when you look your best. I mean, you could choose to look older; that's fine. But
you know, it's interesting because I'm going to have on the show soon, hopefully, of course, many years ago, because this is in ties to the concept of hell and heaven and all that. You know. Do you believe that there's hell?
Well, let me put it this way. I'm a Christian, but I'm also I'm a yogi. I'm into transcendental meditation. I'm in Siddha Yoga, and I have a guru named Guru Mai, who's great, unbelievable. And also, I'm Christian also. And I believe that all the faiths are like different rivers leading to the one ocean. And there is the concept of hell and purgatory and heaven. It is true, but God is way too compassionate to let you stay in like purgatory or hell for too long. You'd get out of it, and you'd get another chance to, like for instance, you'd be born again to get another chance to get it right this time, you know, type of thing. And the thing with purgatory is that, like, say if someone committed suicide, okay, they would go to purgatory until it's their real time of death. Because you don't gain entrance into heaven unless it's your real time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of cool people. I mean, it's not like terrible place, purgatory. But the thing is, if you say prayers for people, what they call like perpetual prayer, like in the churches they do like the mass cards and they say prayer mm-hmm. every day, whatever, that will actually lift up that soul to heaven. But there's different levels of heaven, too. But anyway, the hell zone is pretty bad. You'd have to be a pretty bad person to go there. But you do get another chance. Let's put it, well, most people do, unless you're really, really bad. But I don't know. It's like, you know, a karma thing, you know? And the whole thing is that you can't work out your karma in, like, hell or purgatory or heaven. The only place you can work out your karma is on earth, okay? But people can pray for you here to go on to a higher place. And you can also, like, give away people's things, some of their things to charity. That helps, too, to bring them up. There's a lot of things that can be done. Interesting, huh?
It's interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever heard anything from Jerry Garcia since he's passed on?
No, I haven't really. No, I haven't, because I think what happened was I was so in tune with him when I was very, you know, young, into my 20s and everything else. And then I loved the guy, but I didn't follow the bands, like, you know, travel around and stuff like that later in life. Do you know what I mean? But what happened was with something is that there was this guy named Henry Coltis from Marin County, California. And what happened was he found me through the book, The 100 Top Psychics in America. And interestingly enough, he had bought the Jerry Garcia estate. And I started doing readings to him to be a psychic, and we became really good friends and everything. And then he sold the property probably, I don't know, probably 5-6 years ago type of thing. But it was amazing that out of that whole thing about Jerry Garcia, I ended up with this really good buddy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty cool. That was real cool. It's, you know, it was too bad to see after his death, you know, all those wives, his wives or something, fighting. But, you know, he was a great guy, and he was he had music that nobody else can do. That's what I think, right?
Do you ever, like, channel Elvis or?
Channel Elvis.
Okay, that sounds like a silly question.
No, Elvis is, no, he's in heaven. He's doing fine. He's doing fine. He gets a real kick out of the way everybody loves his stuff, even now.
And they talk about him being alive and then Burger King.
Oh, my God. Oh, unbelievable. But, you know, I do believe, like, I've seen, this is really, you know that movie, The Field of Dreams?
Yes.
Like the baseball movie. And I have seen, literally, you know, people have come in and I've contacted their, you know, deceased loved one. And I'll say, oh, you know, he really liked the Red Sox, and he's up in heaven watching, you know, like the famous players from back then, you know, play. And I said, also they come and they are like angels, literally angels in the infield and outfield on some of those games. That's for sure, especially the World Series last time. But there's all kinds of stuff. I mean, people, you know, spirits come to visit all the time. They can't come here all the time, but they come and visit, and they, you know, check on everybody, make sure everybody's doing good, stuff like that.
Do you ever watch boxing?
Yeah, I've watched boxing.
Because the reason I ask is that, you know, like, I'm a fanatic, so I won't go into the subject too much.
Oh, well, I have a good friend of mine named Teddy Bodenrader, and he's a writer about boxing.
And the
Boston.
Thing that was amazing to me was, like, when George Foreman regained the heavyweight title.
Oh, yeah.
You know, everybody was kind of like, what, you know?
Yeah, but that was, like, a big fateful event, for sure, you know what I mean?
Well, it's just, it was amazing, you know?
Well, that type of thing is written, you know what I mean? Like, written in the, there's a big book that tells everything that's going to be happening, and that was written, that he was going to do that. You know, some, you know, a lot of things, like, are fate, but, you know, we have what they call freedom of will. In other words, even though something's written that something's going to happen to you, if you're a good person, that the particular degree of fate will be more positive than if you were a bad person, okay?
Right.
So there is what they call free, you know, free will to some degree. Is anybody asking for a question, darling? And the phone's ringing?
Well, let's see. We have a number of 646-716-8659. If anybody wants to call in and ask a specific question, this is the number to call in.
Okay.
Okay? So I thought I'd just give that number again. And, you know, I don't know if you know this or not, but we actually have a chat room.
Oh, wow.
And what we do is we have where people can listen in. And,
oh.
And so you might be getting questions from the chat room.
Oh, okay. Because, see, I'm actually on the phone because I want to concentrate and everything. I'm not on the line.
Oh, but, I understand.
But anyway, but I the whole thing about computers, it's something because I feel like I've always, that's what I do in a way. Like I tune in to that person. Like when someone sits down with me, I tune into their line, so to speak. Like I, you know, connect with them to their inner being, and I get a lot of the information all about them, because I believe that your past, present, and future is really stored within you in a, like a spiritual channel sort of inside. And it's something how finally we got this whole computer thing going on with chat rooms and everything else, because it's like God's network, you know what I mean?
Do you think anything
vibrationally and stuff, you know.
What do you think is going to happen with the presidential election?
What do I think is going to happen?
Yes.
Well, I think definitely Hillary Clinton is going to get in. I really do. I'm not sure.
Going to get the nomination? Or?
Yeah, she's going to get the nomination.
Will she win the general election?
Huh?
Will she win the general election?
I think so. I think so. I think it's time. I really do. I don't get too much into the political aspect of things because my mom always told me not to talk too much about politics. But but anyway, the thing is, yeah, I think it's her time, definitely, to help out and turn things around, I hope. And this, you know, it's really, with all this spirituality in the world and, you know, these TV shows and movies and meditation groups and everything else, it's really good that people finally realize, you know, that there's life after death, and it's really awakened a lot of people who didn't believe in anything before, you know. So the whole spiritual revolution, the psychic revolution, is very, very good for everybody, I think. Don't you?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And people, you know, it's funny, because when people say they don't believe, they really do, because it just shows that deep inside they want things to be proven to them. You know what I mean?
Well, you can't always prove everything.
You know, a great guru said, if you, the only way for you to really know is to have the experience yourself. You know what I mean? You could tell somebody about how delicious a chocolate sundae is, but if you don't eat it, you wouldn't know. So it's the same thing. So that's why it's important, no matter where you are, if you need to get some direction, it's very good to go to a good, reputable psychic, okay? And when I say good, reputable psychic, it's someone that you've, like, heard about from somebody else. It's very important.
Right.
Or that you research about, you know what I mean? Because they can really help you. They can really help you to see more clearly, and it's good. Go ahead.
Who is the most psychic person you met?
That I met?
Yes.
Well, the most psychic person that I've met.
Think that psychics are kind of, I mean, the people have a habit of rating them like tennis players when they really should be rating them like, do you click with that person? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, there are a lot of people that say, oh, do you get more from one person than you would from another? Or I get whatever that person really is opening themselves up, I get whatever they need. Because if they close up, I'll still get them. But if they close, that's not healthy anyway in general in life. You should be open to letting your feelings out and receiving love. And, you know, let me think. I've met a lot of people who do have psychic ability. I would say that the most in tune person there is this great guru, Guru Mai, Chidvilasananda from Siddha Yoga. And you can go to siddhayoga.org. But see, a great being, a spiritual being, they, you know, who's really a true guru, would have the ability to feel everything. So in that case, you know, I would think that, you know, she would be she's my teacher, so I would look up to her. But I mean, there are other people. See, a lot of psychics have different abilities. In other words, some people are really good as like a psychic detective. You know, they could help solve murders, find people,
or
like that.
Or living with animals.
Yeah, some people are psychics with animals, right. Some people are really good with one-on-one with people, helping them with their lives. You know, everybody has different abilities, or, you know, health intuitive, that type of thing. A seer, a great medium, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, mediums, like, even though if someone's a great medium, doesn't mean they're a great psychic. It doesn't always go together. You know
right,
what I mean? But sometimes it does.
Yeah. A great astrologer, you know?
Yeah, astrology is a great thing. My cousin, Wendy Ashley, from South Portland, Maine, she's in the book also, in the 100 Top Psychics in America.
Is she the one that's the psychic?
No, she's the one that it's under astrology, and it talks about psychic astrologer, and how she grew up in a family of very psychic people. And she was talking about her mother and her aunt and grandfather. And my mother is psychic, but my mother doesn't practice, you know, doing the readings, but she's very psychic.
What's her last name, and how come you weren't? She wasn't in the, all in the family section.
She should have been, huh? I don't know how they, you know, I don't know how that didn't happen. So because they interviewed her and everything else, and they, it's a very big process. And she, you know, she mentioned a couple of different people. I found out later she mentioned me, and they contacted me, and then they put me through these different, like, sort of tests. Like, you know, they wanted me to do a reading for someone over the phone. They wanted to know all about me. And originally when they did this book, they didn't tell us that the book was going to be called The 100 Top Psychics in America. They said it was going to be called True Psychic Stories because they didn't want it to be, you know, that you get a big ego about it. You know what I mean? So,
yes.
And then afterwards they named it that book type of thing. So, yeah. And, yeah, probably should have been under the family one. I think you could get that book, I'm pretty sure, now on Amazon.com, used books, right?
It's an interesting book. I mean,
yeah, because the book right now, you can't get it, you know, it was published in 1996, and you could still buy it as a used book.
Some of the books, some of the numbers are kind of outdated. But
yeah, probably some of those people, maybe not even be in practice, some of them, I don't know.
Or some of them aren't alive, you know, like Ruth Montgomery.
Yeah. Oh, when did she pass away?
I don't know, but I know she did. Alan Vaughn was another one.
Wow. Well, you know, it was a while ago, but I'm here.
Yeah,
knock on wood.
Here.
But see, you know, a lot of people, like I've been on radio shows before, of course, and the phone usually goes off the hook. I mean, it's so busy. You know what I mean? They have to take it off. It's too busy. But these people, you guys got to call in because, you know, I'm good at this.
Okay, it's fine. It's fine.
Oh, that's all right. Maybe next time, you know.
I think what it is that people need to. I think people need to know this is a live show. This is a guy who just asked this question. I'm new to this. Is there a live show going on right now, or am I listening to an older show? Yes,
yeah.
This is a live show. This is a live show. I think that he didn't know. He doesn't know. Let me explain to him. This is a live show. This a live
show.
Show.
So when I was talking to you earlier, Jonathan, I felt a very good vibrations from you. You have a very good soul, good spirit.
Oh, really?
Yes, you do. You have a wonderful spirit, a wonderful soul, and you're very fair. You're very fair. You're very non-prejudiced, and you want to try to make a difference. You want, you know, people to, you like when people get excited about something and they share things and they feel, you know. And so I guess you are the Dane Cook of talk radio. I mean,
well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Blog radio, excuse me.
Maybe.
But
I just gave someone the number, so let's see if they'll call in.
Oh, that's cool. Now, do you have a question for me about something?
Well, let's see. Now, do you read? I mean, like, is there? Do you feel anything when you get near an animal?
About animals?
Yes.
You have a dog now?
I don't have a dog. I'm actually watching my sister's dog, but
oh, I was feeling the dog around you. That was recent.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you feel about?
And you have a cat also?
No, I don't have a cat.
Were you going out with someone who had a cat?
I knew someone in Canada who did. She had a cat.
Yeah. And you still stayed friends with her?
Yeah, we stayed friends, yes.
She cares about you a lot.
Oh, yes, she does.
She thinks you're great, and she wants to see you. Are you supposed to go see her or anything?
I'm not sure. I mean, I've had some money problems, so I'm kind of...
Yeah. Well, why don't you just invite her to come to see you, right?
She wants to do that, yeah.
See how I do that? See, now I'm in a reading. That's what would happen. You're talking about an animal, right? And I'll start talking about the person, about somebody else, because that person's connected to you. It's a personal thing, but it's in your psyche, okay?
Right.
So that's how it works and how it comes out.
I mean, it's
yeah,
because it's sort of like if you What's hard, though, is that, you know, I mean, like, you don't want to reveal to me the personal stuff. Like, for instance,
yeah.
I always get real, real lonely. I've been getting real, real lonely lately because, I mean, I've been, you know, running low on money and, you know, and I've been out of work.
Okay.
So
now this radio show, you don't make money from this?
No, this is something I do for fun. This is something I do for fun.
That's why I said that you like so much to see everybody having a good time. And
well,
listen,
yeah, I mean,
communicate.
I think I like the idea of giving people a voice.
Yeah,
you
to
know.
Talk to each other, yeah, to communicate, to really, yeah. That's what I said earlier. That's what I got from you. But the good thing is, you know what, I'm sitting right here at my desk at work here. Let me just do the cards and see if your financial situation is going to change.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, good. You got the Eight of Pentacles and you got the Eight of Wands. Within the next 8 weeks to 8 months, money is going to be much better for you through work efforts, and someone's going to give you more of a chance to do stuff that you want to do. So it's going to be a very good job opportunity situation, and possibly even being able to use your creativity.
Mm.
So that's really nice. Okay.
Do you see anything about, what kind of a job?
Well, it could be, it shows also creativity. Do you play music or do any writing or artwork at all?
I don't really do that. I mean, I write, but I
don't
really.
Do you ever think about writing, like, stories or columns?
Yeah, I've written stories before.
Yeah, because it shows strong creativity. But what you would do is have a situation where you'd work where everybody would be really cool people, and you'd probably have to do something more business-oriented, but that eventually maybe you could even use your writing ability within the structure of the business, okay? And but you need to be more open to saying, to get out there and just get your foot in the door somewhere, okay? And then things are going to really work for you. So if the universe is saying you make a little bit of effort over the next 2 months, you're going to get something really good for you, okay? And decent paying. So that's good news.
So in the next 2 months, something good is going to...
Within 3 months, guaranteed. But within 2 months, you should be hearing about it and, you know, going for, you know, talking to people about or going to interviews. They would be kind of cool people. Like, it could be someone, a friend of yours, a friend of a friend, and they'd help you get in. Okay?
Do you see anything about what the person's going to be? Like, what kind of person this is going to be? Or
let me see.
Well, I have another question for you about the people listening in. Do you have to hear the voice?
From who?
From the person asking the question.
Well, I don't have to. I prefer to talk to someone on the phone and do the reading. But if you have some people writing in, just tell me and I'll tell you the answer I get.
There's a guy in our chat room. He says, well, I'd rather ask my question here if that's okay.
Okay, so what? Okay, just
health.
Don't let him ask the question, and I'll tell you. You tell me what he says, and I'll tell you.
Okay, what's the question?
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think when people really, if I come on again sometime, and they know when I'm coming more, maybe they'll be more prepared to call. Maybe, you know.
Yeah, they will. I mean, you know, it's...
I know they would, because believe me, like one time, you know, like I do parties, you know, go to people's homes and do parties, and I do big things, events and everything else, and I do charity things. And
people
start online, they want readings, everybody.
Yeah, this woman's name that she goes by online is called Firefly Eyes.
Okay, and she's asking what?
She's a girl. So.
Okay.
Okay, and it has to do with her health. Let me see... I've been ill for a long time, over 15 years.
Well.
Okay.
Does she have an autoimmune disease?
No doctor has ever been able to figure out what is wrong with
her. It feels like an autoimmune disease to me. Tell her that, something like Epstein-Barr or something like that would make her weak, you know, tired, just feeling lousy all over. It feels like Epstein-Barr or some kind of a autoimmune disease. And
Epstein-Barr.
Epstein-Barr, or it's just or some kind of, just say, autoimmune disease. And what she needs to do is to build up a system. She has to get, well, she could always contact me or go to my website, because I do sell a product called Vibe, V-I-B-E, and it's fantastic. This one guy just got the, what's that, the tick disease there, you know. Anyway, and he's doing really good now just from taking the Vibe. That has all kinds of vitamins in it. But she needs to do anything to get well, you know. But
okay.
Natural
so
supplement.
It's an Epstein-Barr.
Epstein-Barr. There could be a couple of different. There's a couple of different things. It could be. You know what I mean? I would do a good job for her if she could send me a photo of herself, like email me a photo, and we could do a reading on the telephone about it.
Yeah.
It would be better.
She said that. I'll write this in. She'll say. She said, if you called in.
Mm-hmm.
Or sent a photo, that would be better. By the way, did you ever get a chance to look at my picture?
No, yeah, I'm sure you're a good-looking dude, and you have brown hair.
And, sort of, yeah.
And how many how tall are you? Probably, you're not real tall, are you? I don't know.
I'm about 6 foot.
You are 6 foot. Are you slim though?
Sort of. I mean, I weigh about 220, so.
Well, no, you appear to have a younger look about you. I'm just doing this psychically. You, but brown hair, young-looking face. Do you have a beard or any kind of mustache or anything?
Yes,
like that?
I do. Yes, I do.
And you have soft-looking eyes, like, you know, sweet-looking eyes. And you're a very peaceful kind of person. Very peaceful,
mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
Yes.
Yeah. But
so, I mean, it's just, it's, it's...
What?
She said she'll call. I'm not sure if that means she'll call into the show or if she'll call...
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's fine.
Now, you let people know about this last time you had your show. How often is your show?
Well, I love as often as I want.
Oh.
I mean, I didn't know that. I guess I didn't know I was even, you know, going to interview you until today, but...
Yeah.
But then I put up or scheduled it. But I think that, you know, it's actually, you know, good because we've had callers and we've had.
Oh, yeah, yeah. People, when they get to know me and they go to my website, believe me, then they'll be like, okay, I want a reading from her.
Right.
You know, type of thing. So down in Georgia.
She's calling now. She said she's calling now.
Okay.
Okay, let's get her on the air. Hello, caller.
Hello, I'm here.
Oh, hi.
Hey, I'm okay.
So, this is the lady who's been sick for a long time?
Yes, that's me.
And do you think you have an autoimmune disease?
Yeah, that's what they've told me, that there's something wrong with my immune system. And
well, that's what I'm getting psychically, you know what I mean?
I have not been tested for the Epstein-Barr. I did ask about that, and he didn't think I had it. And
what did he think it was?
Well, I've been told I have fibromyalgia, which is just a catch-all phrase for we don't know, and I'm tired of that.
Yeah, no, I know. Listen, this is you're going to be all right, but you're going to have to do. Have you been doing any natural supplements or?
Yes, I'm taking currently. I'm taking something called Juice Plus, which gives me all the vitamins I need from.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
You know, you didn't have to get it from me. I don't care, but there is this product though that. Unbelievable testimonials about fibromyalgia, the Vibe.
Okay.
It's made by a doctor out in Minnesota, and it's got the vitamins, the antioxidants, the herbs, everything.
Okay.
And for some, it just, whatever it is in there, the combination or whatever, does something for the fibromyalgia.
Okay.
And the autoimmune disease. And this gentleman just had Lyme disease, you know, and I told him to take it, and now he's symptomatic free, so...
Oh, wow.
But the thing with you also is that I want you to go, I think it would be very good if you went to like a Reiki healer.
Okay.
Or a polarity therapist.
Okay.
Like Reiki.
I can do that.
Because right now you're very receptive to getting help. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
You're very receptive to getting help, and it would work. You'd be like a sponge for all the healing energy that would be sent your way.
Okay.
And do you go to church at all?
No. I'm spiritual, but I don't go to church.
Okay. Well, I was going to say also what you should do is if you meditate, during your meditation, you know, ask the, you know, the God or the goddess to help you to be well again, to be at the best you can be, and to manifest that. You know, you've read the book The Secret or anything like that?
Yes, I love it.
Yeah, so just really start manifesting, saying, I'm well, I'm strong, I'm vibrant, I'm young again. You gotta do that. And I just feel it's going to work. Within the next couple of weeks, you're going to get better and better every day.
Oh, I look forward to that.
And I'll say prayers for you, too.
Thank you.
And you have a husband, don't you, a man that loves you?
Yes, I do.
Because he does love you very much. Do you have two kids?
Two living at home, two living out of home.
Okay. And you have a very good family, thank goodness.
Yes,
and I think they've been very supportive, don't you think?
They have.
And thank God, right? Because otherwise you'd feel lost a bit. Mm-hmm. But the beauty of what I'm seeing is that there's going to be a lot less pain and discomfort.
Oh, that's a relief to hear.
And also I want you to do you take any kind of a bath with Epsom salts and stuff?
I haven't done that. Someone suggested that recently.
I think it would make you feel a lot better.
Okay.
The salts, the Epsom salts, the baths. And what hurt? Does your arm hurt you, your wrist? What hurts you?
My wrist hurt, yes. Mostly my whole body, but occasionally my wrist hurts so bad I can't use my hands.
The other thing I want you to do is at night when you go to bed, wear the brace on each hand.
Okay.
You know, you don't have to wear it during the day. At night, wear it. And then during the day, you won't be in as much pain.
Okay.
I promise you.
Okay, I can do that. I do have two braces.
Huh?
I did recently have to buy two braces and wear them at night.
Okay, and definitely, you know, try to just ask for love and light to come into you. If visualize the light coming in you up through your feet and then going up to your head, okay?
Okay, up through the feet. I see it come through my head and go down.
Well, you could do it either way.
Okay.
Whatever way you receive it. You know what I mean? Whatever way you receive it.
Okay.
And definitely get to be meditating on a regular basis would be good. Do you have a group that you could meditate with or anything?
No, and it's interesting you brought up meditation. I just recently started like two weeks ago, and I do it twice a day now.
Now, what town do you live in now?
I live in Indiana.
What part of Indiana?
Indianapolis.
I'm not sure if they'd have a... If you go to cityyoga.org, SIDDHA yoga.org,
okay.
And click on the centers, they would have a center in your area, and probably somewhere around there. You might have to travel a bit, and it would be out of someone's home. They'll have a big group meditation,
okay.
You know, transcendental meditation.
Okay?
Oh,
that'd be nice. Okay, group meditation. All
yeah.
Right.
It'll be good for you.
Okay. Well,
okay, you're going to be okay.
Thank you.
Things are going to change. I'm going to knock on wood three times. And you knock on wood three times, too. That's to turn your luck around with your health.
Okay, I will do that. Thank you.
Okay, take care now, dear.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right.
Well, that was pretty nice to help her.
Yeah, it was nice. I you know, I mean, the that yeah. was nice. So when you, it's sort of it's a voice thing. If someone hears,
if I hear their voice, I get their inner being, who they are completely.
Mm-hmm.
It's called, I'm clairaudient. So I hear, you know, on a different level, you know, and I the sound that, you know, of your voice, you know, like tells who you are all the way around, everywhere. And then, like, even people on the other side, I hear them talk, you know, so I do real well with the clairaudio. I do the clairvoyant too, but I like the clairaudio. I'm good at that. And I'm very, very good. You know, with intuitive health person, unbelievable with the health.
Okay.
I love that.
She's asking, oh, she says, may I have the website address?
Okay, so it would be the, T-H-E, Zodiac, Z-O-D-I-A-C, zone, Z-O-N-E, .com. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Anyway, and then, but I like to do everything. You know, like, I even read my friend, he's a stockbroker. He's fantastic, and I helped him recently with this. Well, great.
You know, it's funny.
There's all kinds of people you know out there.
You said that you know your cousin is also in the book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have the book right there.
Mm-hmm. I got the book right here.
Look under the astrologer section.
See, let me look through.
Psychic astrologer. She's a heavyset, pretty brown-haired lady named Wendy Ashley. She's very nice.
Psychic astrologers.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm.
You see it?
I'm getting to that section. Channelers and automatic writers, psychic astrologers and healers. Let's see here. Mm. Wendy G. Z. Ashley.
That's it.
She's a psychic astrologer who specializes in myths and symbols.
Yep.
She lives in Maine.
Yep.
That's her?
That's it. Wendy Ashley.
I'll have to call and ask her to be on the show.
So cute.
Do you think she'll come on?
Maybe, yeah. It depends. It depends how, you know, I think so. She's great, but she's had some health problems, but I think she's doing pretty okay now.
You're
yeah.
Right.
But I think she's doing fine. And she used to take people all over the world to what they call sacred sites, you know.
Would it be okay if I gave? Nah, I don't want to give her number, but.
Well, does she have the website there? Does it say it on her thing or
no? It's not her website, but the number's in the book. I was hoping that if I gave her a number, then that would give her free publicity.
Well, I mean, you can. I mean, I think that's what Peaks Island, Maine. You could give that number, but most of the time she's in Portland right now. But give out that number. That's okay. What is it? 207 what?
Yeah, the number for her
cousin,
her cousin is Wendy Z. Ashley is 207-766-5108.
Okay.
Right?
That's good.
That way we'll give your cousin some publicity as well.
That's right. And my number again is 603-436-2412 in a wonderful town in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. That's where I am. It's a great place.
I've heard that it's a real beautiful town with a lot of leaves.
Yeah, it's a lot of leaves and a lot of really cool people. A lot of it's a lot of artists, musicians, a lot of great people here. And
oh my goodness! I just want sorry to interrupt. Your granddaughter's on.
She is?
See, it says here, this is Betty's granddaughter.
Oh,
I'm
wow!
With Scotty and Larry, we thought I should ask how you think I'll do on an interview for becoming a student ambassador program.
You tell my darling Lydia, her name is Lydia,
yes,
my sweet love Lydia, that she's going to make it, and she's going to be happy as can be, and she's going to go to China.
Okay. Can you hear that, Lydia?
That's cool.
It says they're listening, so, I mean, you
oh,
know.
Yeah, she's my little doll. My Lydia, she's 16, and she's supposed to go as a goodwill ambassador to China with a big, certain group of kids that have done very, very well in the PSATs, I think. And she's a brilliant child. And I've got a wonderful grandson, Elliot. He's 13, and he's a great kid. And then my wonderful son, Joe Lipton and his wife, Michelle,
mm-hmm.
They own a great, well, it's a small resort, and it's a nightclub called Inn on the Blues in York Beach, Maine. It's a blues and jazz nightclub, restaurant, and inn. And I go there to go dancing and see the family and have a good time and great food. And it's right on York Beach, Maine. It's a great place in York Beach, Maine.
Well, she responded by saying, yes, love you.
Love you too, darling. Love you bunches. Isn't that cute? A little sweetheart. And I have a wonderful husband named John DiGiacomo. My married name is DiGiacomo. And he's a great guy. And we just celebrated our 6th anniversary on Saturday. So he's wonderful. Great guy. A great sports enthusiast. He's been a referee, an umpire, a great football player, basketball player.
Would he have a referee?
Well, he, you know, like mostly... high school and, you know, men's and ladies' leagues of, you know, different sports, mostly basketball, softball. He also was a coach for semi-pro teams, football. And he's done all kinds of stuff. And, you know, and he's helped a lot of young people really believe in themselves and do well. I have two nephews that have played varsity football in York High School, and he's helped them a great deal. And he loves the Red Sox. I hope they get to the World Series. But
so
I predicted over when they won the World Series, I predicted that a year before it happened. And the morning of the first game of the World Series, I predicted everything that was going to happen, and they did it. And that's in my website. There's a link to see that. And I predicted in I'm hoping, I'm keeping my fingers crossed, but I predicted in April, I told my husband that I felt that they would get to the World Series this year, you know, to get there. And then they'd have to work hard to win.
it's amazing. We have a lot of people joining in on the chat, it seems.
Oh, wow.
I mean, someone just said hello, and here, let me give everyone the number again. It's okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I should say right now, this is Betty.
Betty Lipton.
Betty Lipton that I'm talking to, and she is a psychic, and she will answer one specific question if you call in, and also if you want to schedule a reading, you can go to www.thezodiaczone.com. And her number is, what's your number?
603-436-2412. And you could also email me at Betty Lipton, B-E-T-T-Y Lipton, L-I-P-T-O-N, at AOL.com.
Okay.
And I have a little bit more time left, I hope, if anybody wants to talk.
Great.
Maybe I could come on again sometime.
Oh, yes, I would love that if you were to come on. Yeah,
I had fun with it.
We have 8 minutes left. So.
Yeah. Hopefully, you know, they'll get in. You know what always happens? It's really funny. It's when the show is over, they all start calling.
Yeah, it says, there's one guy here that says, sorry, I'm late, real late. I'll ask him if he has a question.
Okay.
See if you have a question. Because right now there's about 5 people in the chat room. There's a guy named Ramon Casper, his name Angela Firefly Eyes, guest in me. So, but this is everybody. If anybody wants to call in, you have the number and you have a website, and this is usually. It's interesting because this has become a fun thing for me, you know, when I do these shows, because what I do is the idea that it could potentially be anyone listening in.
That's right.
Know?
Sure.
I've had phone calls from Canada before.
Wow. Cool.
And I mean, it could be from anywhere in the country, anywhere in the,
anywhere.
And there's something now where, I mean,
yeah.
So my audience is growing, and you've gotten some calls.
Oh yeah, I had a great time. Fabulous.
I mean, this is some interesting, and
I hope we could, you know, talk again sometime.
Oh, we will definitely.
I know things are going to get better for you. Believe me.
You have
good karma. You know what I mean. So things are going to turn around.
What do you see for me in the way of romance?
Well, you know, the thing with you is that when you're very picky, right? I mean, the person that you want to be with, boy, it has to be someone very special, and you have to be very much in love because you're always busy in many ways. Even though you're not working tons, you're always doing things to occupy your time, which is good. But the thing is, when you're in love, you have to give that person some time. Are you seeing someone right now?
Not exclusively.
Yeah. See, the thing with you is that you don't be afraid. There's a part of you that is afraid of the heavy commitment, isn't it? That's true, isn't it?
Well, it's hard because, I mean, I want to make sure I meet the right person.
Well, remember what I just said to you? I said, you're very particular, and when you fall in love, you want to be totally in love with that person, but that takes time, you know, for the love to really grow. So you got to learn to open up more and to give it a chance at least. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just give things a chance. Over the next 6 months, there's going to be two different people. No, you'll end up with one of them and very happy. Okay.
Where are these people going to be from?
Listen, you said, I'm going to go see the person now.
Well,
one would be from a distance away, and one would be near you. Okay. One would be like, you know.
The reason is that I know so many people who are in other cities.
Yeah. Well, I do see one. It's going to be a distance away, and one that would be near you, and both very good-hearted, loving, intellectual. Everything very great for you, and it might be difficult to choose between the two. So, but you got to give give more time to dating them, you know, to get it really going, to really know. So you got to realize that it's a time to give of yourself and not be afraid to receive true love. Okay, and you're going to be as happy as can be by February with one person. All right?
Okay.
So you're going to have to let me know how everything pans out, okay?
I will.
God bless. I had a really good time.
Oh, wait. We have one more. You have time for one more question?
Okay, one more.
Okay. This is Robin Casper, who I thought was a guy who has a question. She says, my husband and I are trying to conceive. We are in our 30s. How long will it take?
How long has she been trying, do you know?
How long have you been trying?
Okay. I think, you know, she definitely needs a reading, but she's going to conceive, and it's going to be within the next 6 months, but it could be some specifics I need to talk to her about, you know, personally.
She says that to get some specifics, she will need to talk to you.
That's what didn't I just say that?
Yeah, that is what you just said.
But she is going to tell us she will conceive no matter what within 6 months, but tell her to call me and we'll talk about it.
She says that she's been trying for 6 months.
See, I know. I have to talk to her about a couple of things that I think she needs to do. Okay? And so tell her to call him, even if it's just a short appointment. I'm not that expensive, by the way. I mean, I got pretty good rates, and you could see that at the website at zodiaczone.com. Well, God bless you, and I had a wonderful time, and look forward to doing it again sometime.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Take care, dear. Right. Bye-bye.
All right.